When your sales increase to the point you need to expand your business, that's usually a good thing. That was the case for Teresa and Chris, but the larger building they desired for expansion was a bit out of the ordinary. The story of a farm-based business on the grow is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Teresa Perleberg and Chris Armbrust both had farm-related businesses in North Dakota. In fact, work was going so well, they both had the same good problem.
We needed a place for our businesses to expand, and we wanted a destination for fiber artists to come and learn more about the fiber arts.
When Teresa is speaking of fiber arts, she means working with products such as wool. But what makes this story unique is the two both had a desire to expand their business by utilizing a specific old type of building.
We decided to find an old school building to renovate, and this is the one we fell in love with.
Specifically, the old schoolhouse in Nome, North Dakota. I've got pictures of it on the American Countryside Facebook page.
We looked at several different schools, and I just kept thinking about this one. And so we finally came and looked at it, and we fell in love with how it was preserved in time. It hadn't been modernized. It had sat empty for 50 years. All the woodwork wasn't messed with. There was no modernization at all.
The renovation took lots of work, and it's impressive. Teresa and Chris are co-owners of the business located in that renovated schoolhouse today.
Shepherd Industries is a partnership between Dakota Fiber Mill, which is a fiber processing mill where we take raw natural fibers, wool, alpaca, so on and so forth, and process it into roving and yarns. And then
my business was Bear Creek Felting, and I teach people how to needle felt, which is making sculptures out of wool with a needle. And I teach people how to do that through kits and an online academy.
But it wasn't as if Teresa and Chris were independently wealthy. They had to convince a bank to partner with them. And we've yet to tell the full story of what's in the schoolhouse. You can hear the full interview on our Farming the Countryside broadcast at farmingthecountryside.com. And more here next time as we travel the countryside in Nome, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.